This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We get the latest readout this morning on the headline indicator about the country's economic health. Gross domestic product, and the people who put GDP together also struggle about how to account for the rhythms of the year, so-called seasonality. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein now.
There's a simple way to understand seasonality, says Guy Labau with Janney Montgomery Scott.
Let's say I just looked at unadjusted retail sales in December, and it's up 10% from November. I think the economy was doing spectacularly, when in reality, that's just a matter of the calendar.
Labau says the idea behind making seasonal adjustments is that you're trying to get at the underlying strength or weakness of a particular phenomenon. When it comes to GDP, the federal government's applying this concept to the whole economy, says Jim O'Sullivan with High Frequency Economics.
Which gives you a better indicator of what to expect over the next year? Is it on average what's happened over the past year? Or is there a bit more information suggested by the last, say, 2 or 3 months?
For his money, O'Sullivan thinks if done properly, a seasonally adjusted estimate will give the government the best available handle on the economy. But seasonal adjustment can be like a recipe, where not everyone agrees on how much weight to give each ingredient. That's where seasonality can be like chocolate chip cookies. Awesome idea, unless you use too much salt. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.